The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth Canto, Chapter Number 28, Text Number 12. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on September 10th, 2017, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Sasyam Sandahyamanayam Sapara Sa Parichchada Kaudambika Kudumbinya Utpatayata Sa Anvaya Tasyam Satahyamanayam Saparo Saparichchada Kautumbika kutumbinya Utpatta patasanvaya Tasyam sadahyamanayam Saparo saparichchada Kautumbika kutumbinya Utpatta yatasanvaya Tasyam sadahyamanayam Saparo saparichchada Kautumbika kutumbinya Upattap yatasanvaya Tasyam
When that city
Santahyamanayam was ablaze. Sapara, along with all the citizens. Saparichchada, along with all servants and followers. Kautumbika, the king having so many relatives. Kutumbinya, along with his wife. Upatapyata, began to suffer the heat of the fire. Saanvaya, along with descendants. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When the city was set ablaze, all the citizens and servants of the king, as well as all family members, sons, grandsons, wives, and other relatives, were within the fire. King Puranjana thus became very unhappy. Purport. There are many parts of the body, the senses, the limbs, the skin, the muscles, blood, marrow, etc. And all these are considered here figuratively as sons, grandsons, citizens, and dependents. When the body is attacked by the Vishnu Jvara, the fiery condition becomes so acute that sometimes one remains in a coma. This means that the body is in such severe pain that one becomes unconscious and cannot feel the miseries taking place within the body. Indeed, the living entity becomes so helpless at the time of death that although unwilling, he is forced to give up the body and enter another. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that man may, by scientific advancement, improve the temporary living conditions, but that he cannot avoid the pangs of birth, old age, disease, and death. These are under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the agency of material nature. A foolish person cannot understand this simple fact. Now people are very busy trying to find petroleum in the midst of the ocean. They are very anxious to make provisions for the future petroleum supply, but they do not make any attempts to ameliorate the conditions of birth, old age, disease, and death. Thus, a person in ignorance, not knowing anything about his own future life, is certainly defeated in all his activities. This is quite a heavy purport.
This comes about Smuk's skydivers.
The time of death.
No, it's days.
Of course, we're thinking it's not going to happen to me. It's something you read about in the book. This non-acceptance of our own mortality is confirmed in the Mahabharata. Yamaraj asked Maharaj Yudhishthira, what's the most amazing thing in this world? And Maharaj Yudhishthira replied, Ahani ahani bhutani ganchantila yamalyam shesham mishnamichtami kim ascharyam ataha param. At every moment, countless numbers of people are being dragged to the court of Yamaraj. But it's never going to happen to me. There is nothing more wonderful than this. I was actually thinking about my mortality this morning while I was shaving. So I was quite happy to see this purport that I'm speaking on today.
It
gives me a chance to share my realization with you all. I was thinking, well, I'm turning 70 now, and Prabhupada died at the age of 81. So maybe I have 10 more years in that. I've been chanting Hare Krishna for almost 50 years now. So out of 50, what's another 10 is not much. So, am I really ready for this? We have to be ready. That's the whole point of what we're doing here. This is a training program for death. It's a very heavy thing. When you leave your body, it's a very, very heavy thing. So we have to be ready for them. Just like when you take a university course, what's the heaviest thing? That final exam. You better be ready for the final, you see. If you're not ready for the final, you flunked the course. You have to take it over again. So the same thing in this human life. If you fail the final, you have to repeat the course. So, do you want to repeat the course? You want to take birth again? Go through another, you know, diaper stage and all that. Having to learn how to tie your shoes all over again. And you want to go through all of it again. Or, if you're very sinful, how about being a dog or a cat in your next life? Or maybe a cockroach. So, it would be, I think it's a smart thing to try to pass the final, you know. It's a smart thing to try to pass the final exam. So then, what is the preparation then so you can actually pass the final, the time of death? What does it take to qualify yourself to go back to home, back to Godhead? Do we have to guess? Do we have to speculate? No. Krishna makes it very clear in the Bhagavad Gita exactly what you have to do to qualify to go back to home, back to Godhead. Simply, you have to study the Bhagavad Gita and do what Krishna said. And there's no problem. You'll easily pass if you do it. Just like in the university course, if you attend all the lectures, you take good notes, you write all the papers, you study for all the tests, you'll be fine, no problem. But if you slough off, as they say in English, you know, you goof off, you skip the classes, you cheat on the papers, and it comes to the final, you really, oh my God, what am I going to do? So, if we try to cheat on Krishna consciousness, you see. We don't attend the classes. We don't follow the regulated principles that strictly. We don't actually take shelter of bona fide spiritual master. We just kind of hope that somehow everything will work out. Well, the time of death is going to be pretty scary. I'm not trying to scare you now, okay? I'm just trying to help you be in a situation where you can become fearless. Just like Prabhupada's name. His father gave him the name Abhay. That means without fear. His spiritual master expanded it, Abhay Charanaravinda. One who becomes fearless by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So I don't want to scare you. My program is to take away all your fear. By situating you on that platform on which death cannot touch you. That is called the spiritual platform. In other words, when you actually realize you're not your body, by situating yourself in the holy names of Krishna and giving up those activities which bring you back into bodily consciousness, then you are situated on the transcendental platform. Of course, as Prabhupada points out here in the purport, we have a tendency to deprioritize this. We have a tendency to deprioritize this process. Just like in the material society, they're going into the ocean to find petroleum. To ensure the future petroleum supply. But they're not taking concern how to conquer death. So each of us have that same tendency as the society has. Why? Because we're products of this material society. We have a tendency to do the same things that they're doing. Our tendency is to deprioritize spiritual life and to prioritize material life over it. This is why the association of Guru and Vaishnava is essential. Because in the society of Guru and Vaishnavas, instead of prioritizing matter over spirit, we prioritize spirit over matter. Matter is not neglected. You still have to eat. You still have to pass stool and urine. And we have a toilet here in the temple. We don't neglect these things. But we deprioritize them. The temple room is much more beautiful than the toilet room. Because this is where we want to put our consciousness. We want to meditate on God. We want to absorb ourselves in the name, fame, form, and pastimes of an amazing personality, Lord Shri Krishna. Because this absorption liberates us from the false identification with the material body. You see, here's the important point. If you still think that you are your body, the time of death, you're going to be horrified. You'll be in a state of extreme anxiety. Because your whole sense of identity is being smashed by death.
Tāpēc, ka nāve sagraus jūsu to to, ar ko jūs sevi identificējat.
But if by following the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master,
bet, ja sakojot garīgās skolotājas norādījumiem,
carefully obeying his instructions,
rūpīgi tās ievērojot,
by doing so, you will become situated in the transcendental platform.
To darot, jūs sevi nostiprināsiet pārpasaulīgā līmenī.
You will not only understand your transcendental identity,
jūs ne tikai sapratīsiet savu pārpasaulīgo identitāti,
you will realize your transcendental identity.
Jūs to arī apjēgsiet.
You will not only know that you're not your body,
jūs ne tikai zināsiet, ka jūs
but you will feel that you're not your body.
Bet jūs arī jūtīsiet, ka jūs nesat šis ķermenis.
That's a very important thing.
Un tas ir ļoti svarīgi.
Knowing is one thing.
Zināt ir viena lieta.
Feeling is another thing.
Sajust ir cita lieta.
By this process, you will not only know that you are not your body, but you will feel that you're not your body also. When you come to this platform of feeling that you're not your body, you will become equipoised. Whether your body is in pleasure or pain, it will not affect your consciousness. Your happiness will be your connection with Krishna. Your connection with your spiritual master. Your connection with the Vaishnavas. So we should cultivate this. If we're intelligent, we will cultivate this pure bhakti mood. Krishna consciousness. It's such an important thing. We have an international society simply for the purpose of helping the members to cultivate their Krishna consciousness.
Mums ir starptautiska kustība, starptautiska biedrība, lai tajā koptu šo te Krishna apziņu.
That's the only real purpose of this center.
Un šī te centra vienīgā jēga ir tikai tajā.
It is a place where you can cultivate your Krishna consciousness.
Tā ir vieta, kur jūs varat kopt savu Krishna apziņu.
So as Krishna says,
Krishna saka,
Punar janma na vidyate, they will not take breath again. punar janma na vidyate, they will not take birth again. So please, please, I'm begging you. Take this process very seriously. Prioritize it over everything else. Even earning your living. Even earning your living. This is the most important thing. You have to put this as number one on your list. So now I can answer with any question. Since we can't see the future, why should we worry about it?
But why do they worry about petroleum and not the other future?
Tā kā mēs nevaram redzēt nākotni, tad kāpēc mums būtu par to jāraizējās? Un, piemēram, kāpēc tie cilvēki, kas raizējās par to naftu, raizējās par to naftu nākotnē, ja tā nākotne viņiem nav pieejama?
Well, they can see the material, they can see us a material future.
Viņi redz to, kā materiāli nākotne.
They don't see the spiritual future, that is a difficulty.
But, problem, ka viņi neredz garīgo nākotni.
Therefore, they put all their energy into the material future.
Tāpēc viņi vēl visu enerģiju materiāli nākotni.
But the knowledge of the material future is imperfect.
But, analoģija ar materiālo nākotni nav pilnīga.
It's based on mental speculation.
Un, jo tā balstās uz pratumiem.
A Krishna conscious devotee has perfect knowledge of the spiritual future and material future as well.
Krishna's bhaktam ir pilnīgi zināšanas gan par garīgo nākotni, gan arī par materiālo nākotni.
The materialist has imperfect knowledge both of spiritual future and material future.
Šādam materialistam ir nepilnīgi zināšanas gan par materiālo, gan par garīgo nākotni.
Next.
What is a proper way to accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master? What does it mean?
Good ashrayam, the shelter of the bona fide spiritual master means you become obedient to his instructions.
Tas nozīmē, patvērums pie garīgā skolotāja nozīmē, ka jūs sekojat viņu norādījumiem.
Spiritual master instructs you must chant every day at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa Mala. And you must strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. If you understand the importance of these, if you understand the absolute necessity of these for your liberation from the cycle of birth and death, and you're willing to commit yourself to these, then you're ready to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. It's a commitment, it's a relation, just like in a marriage, it's a relationship between the man and the woman.
Tās ir attiecības, tā ir apņemšanās, tas tā kā attiecības ar vīrieti un sievieti laulībā.
It's a personal relationship between you and the spiritual master.
Tas ir personisks attiecības ar jums un garīgo skolotāju.
You agree to follow his instructions.
Jūs piekrītat sekot viņu norādījumiem.
And he agrees to take you back to home, back to God, to personally guarantee you go back to God.
Un viņš personiski jums garantē, ka viņš paņems jūs atpakaļ mājās pie Dieva.
Even if he has to take birth after birth to do so.
Pat, ja viņam ir atkal būs jāpiedzimst,
so it's a very powerful bond of love between the disciple and the spiritual master.
Tas ir ļoti spēcīgs saites, mīlestības saites.
Not just some meaningless ceremony.
Nevis kaut kāda bezjēdzīga.
It's a loving personal relationship between guru and disciple.
Tas ir personisks, mīlestības pilns attiecības ar guru, skolotāju un audzētni.
So have you taken shelter of bona fide spiritual master yet?
Can
initiate it? Good, very good. Now you remain firm in your vows.
Tagad jums ir jānostiprinās savos zvērestos.
Next question back there. Underneath the Charanamrit.
Как правильно можно размышлять о смерти? Можно ли ее видеть в радостном, счастливом аспекте? Как это смерть горе, можно ли ее радостным принимать?
Kā pareizi redzēt nāvi, vai iespējams to pieņemt tādā, redzēt tādā priecīgā noskaņojumā, pieņemt to priecīgā noskaņojumā. What is a proper way to see death? Is it possible to see
what?
What is death?
Death?
Yeah, what is a proper way to see death? Is it possible to see as a joyful, something joyful?
Death is either the greatest ecstasy or the greatest nightmare. If you're Krishna conscious, it's the greatest ecstasy. You go to sleep and you wake up with Krishna. From a chalice, it's the greatest nightmare. He's dragged by the Yamadutas to hell to be punished for all of his sinful activities. It's just like the mouth of the cat. There's two ways to experience the mouth of a cat. As a kitten or as a rat. When the cat takes the kitten in the mouth, the kitten is very happy. Oh, my mother's taking me for a ride. Meow. The cat will pick up the skin on the back of the kitten's neck and hold the kitten in the mouth and carry the kitten. And the kitten is enjoying the ride in the mother's mouth. But when that same cat's mouth catches a rat in the mouth, Prabhupada said the rat goes, ki ki ki, which means, Prabhupada said, ki ki ki, which means dying. So it can either meow or ki ki ki. The same thing of death can be either meow or ki-ki-ki. Go to sleep and wake up with Krishna. Go to sleep and wake up with Krishna. Are being dragged to the court of Yama, is being whipped and tortured. So it's your choice. Do you want the mouth of the cat like a kitten or as a rat?
Yeah.
I hope you make the right choice. Yeah.
Important things in life, you know, about birth and death, you know, the tendency is just to come in
just cruising and give a few classes and then just leave. So is that like the duty of the sadhu to preach to the leaders?
What's the question? Is there any question?
Sorry, you didn't hear the question.
He asked the question.
What is the question?
Is it the duty of sadhus to preach about what it is?
What is the important things in life? Like, for example, in King Karanja, he's being preached to by Narada Muni.
King Prachinabharata, Narada Muni preached to him about the important things of life. And nowadays, we don't see that very much, that sadhus are preaching to the leaders of the society about these important things. And the question is it the duty of sadhu to preach to the leaders of the society?
Yes, absolutely. By Krishna's grace, I was able to preach to President Obama. I've written one song called The Peace Formula. Taking the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 29, as the basis of the song. In the third verse of the song, I say, "Listen here, all of you world leaders."
There's
one thing you must understand. And then I explained to them the concept of that verse. So President Obama really appreciated that. He wrote me back. He said, "I want you to know I'm listening." So yes, it is the duty to preach to these leaders and to get them to hear this philosophy of the thing. By Krishna's grace, I had some good luck with Obama. I don't know about Trump, though. Yes.
Preaching to the leaders, it's okay. But who are the choosing the leaders? They need to be preached first. Because the mass people chooses the people, leaders.
Suvināšana līderiem ir ļoti svarīga, taču šajā sabiedrībā, kas tad izvēlas šos līderus, tos izvēlas sabiedrība, tāpēc ir pirmkārt ir svarīgi suvināt sabiedrībai.
Yes, these are the days of democracy.
Jā, jo šīs ir tās demokrātijas dienas.
Democracy. Demon crazy. So the leaders are elected by the people, doesn't it?
Yeah, on leaders you have.
So we have to educate the people so they will vote for Krishna Khanna's leaders. What is the political agenda of our movement? Actually, the political agenda of our movement has been given by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He said, when the high court judges are bringing Vaishnava tilak, then our movement is successful. So we must preach in such a way that the prime ministers, the high court judges, the senators, all the political leaders are Vaishnavas. We have to preach that way. We do have one Hare Krishna in Washington right now in the House of Representatives. She's a grand disciple of Prabhupada. Her name is Tulsi Gabbard. She's the representative from Hawaii. So we need to have all of the, we need to have a majority who are Vaishnavas, not just one. And then we can really do something to close the slaughterhouses and shut down the abortion clinics. Have kirtan and the national holiday. Had national kirtan day when the whole country just does kirtan. And all the businesses close and we just have a massive kirtan festival all over Latvia. That should be the biggest holiday every year, National Kirtan Day. And the whole country does kirtan.
Yes.
This is why mass book distribution is essential.
So I'm saying it's preaching to mass people is very important. It's not just only the leaders. Those are the leaders who go into the cabinet also are the mass of the people.
Tā sludināšana labiem kvalitīviem cilvēkiem ir ļoti svarīga, tāpēc ne tikai tiem, kas jau ir valdībā, jo tajā valdībā jau nonāk tie cilvēki, tie cilvēki no sabiedrības nonāk tajā valdībā.
Jai! Grantarāt Šīmad Bhagavatam ki jai!
Grēj Šīman Sankaršan Dasat Jārma Grāč ki!
Jai!